Everybody, what's going on? Rob Suspino here, getting you ready with some Big Brother Canada interviews here today after the finale of Big Brother Canada. So on this podcast today, we're going to speak with three different people from Big Brother Canada 3. We're going to speak with the runner-up, Godfrey. We're going to speak with the third place finisher, Ashley. And then we're also going to talk with Jordan, JP, who was voted out of the jury. Very sad. And we will check in with him. So no Sarah on this podcast today. Hopefully we will be able to check in with Sarah down the road. We weren't able to get any availability with her today. And I'm not sure if that was because she was doing a million different interviews today or if she checked out and didn't do a lot of press today. I honestly don't know exactly what the issue was or why we weren't able to get her, but we do appreciate the people that we were able to get. I don't even think that it was a decision that she made. I think it was just a matter of scheduling. So I would love to speak with Sarah, and hopefully we will have the chance to talk to her over the next couple of weeks before we get to Big Brother US. All right. That being said, we're starting to turn our attention now that Big Brother Canada is starting to be in the rearview mirror. Big Brother US is on the horizon. I think June 24th is the premiere. The live feeds are a part of the CBS All Access Pass that you can watch everything on CBS. It's $5.99 a month ongoing, as opposed to where you used to have to just buy one thing for the live feeds. You can get that at robisawebsite.com/live feeds. You can watch all the past seasons of Big Brother as well, and Survivor and Amazing Race. All that is really cool. We're also going to play Big Brother live feed bingo this summer, where somebody's going to win $500, being the first person to get Big Brother live feed bingo. To get your bingo card, you can go to robiswebsite.com/bingo. The one thing I do have to let you guys know, as far as our Canadian viewers go, right now, I don't believe you're able to get the Big Brother live feeds in Canada. Now, I feel like we've been down this road before, and then ultimately, then at the last second, they change things and stuff like that. But as far as I know right now, that is not possible. But let's keep an ear on this, because I feel like that we've definitely in the last couple of years have had this before, and then they've been able to open it up in different ways. So just keep an eye on that, and just a situation to follow for our listeners in Canada who want to check out the Big Brother US live feeds this summer. All right, so let's jump into this. Of course, last night we did our big recap, talked about everything from the finale. You could see that on robsawebsite.com. And let's talk to a guy who a lot of people were pulling for. I know a lot of people were pulling for Sarah and Ashley. It was a good final three. But let's go ahead and bring in this man, Godfrey. Godfrey, are you there?
Hi, Rob.
Godfrey Magwiza, the lady pleaser, the chicken whisperer.
The chicken whisperer, oh man.
How are you, Godfrey?
Hey, I am doing great. You know, just glad to be out of that house, getting some fresh air, and just getting back to reality.
Well, it was a lot of fun to watch you play this season, and a lot of people thought you had this all the way down to the end, but ultimately it didn't work out for you. Go back to that last HOH, because
thank you so much.
All season long, you said, you know, you weren't going to try to win these things, but then you win the last HOH, and ultimately
the final HOH.
You take Sarah with you. Have you been regretting that? Would it have been better to take Ashley with you?
To be honest, I debated this decision a lot of times, you know, and like both had the pros and cons. Had I taken Ashley, I knew she had a lot of friends in the jury, had been in alliances with majority of the people there. So like, you know, I felt like both girls could have a chance of beating me. And what it came down to me was just who I'd rather lose to, you know. And Sarah has such great respect for her, a great gamer. I just figured, hey, man, if I'm going to go down, might as well go down against the best, you know.
Yeah, I just thought that the piece of information you had in your pocket was that you took that vote away, which was Jordan, and you figure that he was probably going to go with Zach and go with the diapers.
Absolutely, yeah.
That was one less vote that she had. I don't know. I don't know how it would have gone, but I felt like maybe hindsight's 20/20.
Exactly. You know, that's the thing about playing this game. You know, you can't really have too many regrets, because if I start second guessing myself right now, then like, you know, I'll second guess everything I did.
Yeah.
And like when it come down to me, for me playing the game, it was just about building a legacy, doing right by the fans, and playing a game that I knew the fans would respect, you know. I didn't want to be known as the guy who took the easy way out. I wanted to be known as the guy, you know, who wrote it out to the end and made the honorable decision, you know.
Yeah, Godfrey, you're so misunderstood, or there's so much good. So there's some people that think that you're one of the best players, and there's other people who think you didn't play a good game. It's so confusing for us. For you, was this the game that you went into the house to play? Like, did you stick to the game plan that you came up with coming in?
Hey, I'll tell you, I welcome the controversy. And coming into the house, I knew what I was going to do. And I feel like I walked the walk and I talked the talk. I said, hey, I was going to play right in the middle. I was going to have no loyalties to anybody. And that I was going to stay under the radar. And when the time came, I was going to come out and do damage, you know, and I feel that's exactly what I did. And that's an accomplishment in its own, you know.
Were you happy with how the final jury questioning went? Like, were you happy with the answers that you had and the number of questions that you were asked? Because I felt like you didn't really get a great shot to be able to make your case. Yeah.
Hey, absolutely. Like, me too. I felt like I didn't get like enough questions to really articulate my strategy. But I also understand Sarah burned a lot of bridges and she had a lot of explaining to do, which is why she got probably majority questions.
You know, one of the things that we talked about last night when we wrapped up the show was that Sarah had better personal connections. Like, you had a working relationship with everybody, but it seemed like
you were absolutely right.
Right.
Get it on the nail, working relationship.
Right. Was that something that you struggled with, to make bonds with these people that you were in the house with?
Well, actually, like, coming into the house, I didn't want to form too personal of a connection because I knew most of these people, I might have to backstab them. I might be forced to get blood on my hands. So I figured, you know, they would hold less resentments towards me if I hadn't made them promises or cuddled up with them in bed every night, you know, because it would be like, oh, Godfrey, you know, he got me out and he really wasn't with me anyway. So part of it was a bit of a strategy, you know, just to separate the thin line between game and emotion. You know, I was trying to just keep my head in the game, as they say.
Yeah. What was your ideal scenario of who did you want to be next to at the end?
To be honest, I wanted to be at first in the house, you know, I wanted to be next to somebody like Peely or somebody like Ash, who I thought I had a good chance about beating. But then Sarah and Britt, they had me when my back was most against the wall. Like, you saw me on that week 5 where I almost went home.
Right.
And part of me felt indebted to them, you know? And I had been telling people all along that, hey, when I make it to the end, I would take the high road, whether it be Zach, whether it be anybody tough. I wanted to face a worthy competitor, you know?
Yeah.
Because I was not going to sit back and watch a showman win the season again or even get 20 grand.
Yeah, that was such a big moment in the season when you ultimately ended up staying and you gave that speech to Zach and said, you know, I'm
blood
coming
on
for
my
you.
Hands.
Yeah, I'm going to get your blood on my hands. At what point did you think of that? Was that sort of just like spur of the moment, or were you working on that like all week long?
To be honest, it just came out, you know. It was really just heat of the moment. I felt I had to make that bold move of calling out the big dog because it showed people that, hey, Godfrey's willing to go after Zach. Why get rid of him? Let's keep him to fight our battle. But little do they know that had I survived, they were going to fight my battle for me, which they did. And they got out Zach for me. They got out each other for me. And at the end of the day, I was left final 5 with 4 girls who were each willing to take me to the end.
Yeah. And it ended up being crazy that then sort of like you were ended up being in the house with Zach as like the last guys that were left in the house.
And that was pretty awkward and fun.
Was it always tense with you and Zach after that, or it wasn't really that crazy? Like, you guys were able to sort of put that behind you?
To be honest, I wouldn't say there was too much tension, but there was always that elephant in the room where we both knew we were gunning for each other, you know, and we just told each other lies every day and said, hey man, let's work together, get rid of the girls. But we both knew what was up. He knew if Peely and Ashley won, I was going home. I knew if Sarah and Britt won, he was going home, you know, so that's all what it came down to.
Have you thought about at all whether you would want to come back and potentially play Big Brother again on another season?
Oh, man, you know, that is such a hard question after going through 70 days that have been the most mentally exhausting. I do not know if I have it in me to replicate the clinic I just put on in this season. But hey, man,
wow.
Second time's the charm. If it's redemption, I'm willing to do it all over again. I will come in with the exact same strategy, and this time I will get the $100,000.
Would you have to play differently? Because I feel like people might be onto your game the second time around.
Rob, man, these guys are dumb as hell, man. They'll probably have forgotten what Godfrey was about if I come back. It's like, you know, the great Russell Hans played it the same two times in a row. Dan Giesling.
Yeah.
People forget. People have a really short memory, you know?
Yeah. Wow, Godfrey, I didn't know you knew your stuff so well.
Yeah, you know, it never is what it seems, you know? I don't like to give away too much.
All right. Well, Godfrey, I know it's a busy day for you, but thank you so much for coming on. And I hope that we can talk with you again sometime in the future.
And Jordan is your number one fan. This guy, all he could talk about was Rob.
Yeah.
So well, great to finally talk to you. I know why he likes you now.
All right. Well, Godfrey, all the best. Take care, buddy.
Thank you so much, eh?
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye. Take care.
All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Godfrey Manguiza. And unfortunately, he was not the jury pleaser last night, and he did not win. He ends up losing to Sarah, but a very gracious guy in terms of coming on with us and also saying that Sarah deserved the win. Okay, so before we get to talking with Ashley, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And those are our friends over at Bombas Socks, because Bombas Socks are incredible socks. They're going to change the way that you look at socks, because instead of buying a bunch of, generic socks in a big package, you could be treating yourself to a nice pair of Bombas Socks, which are perfectly formed for your feet, with a toe seam that's always going to be in the right place and stay up forever. I love my pair of Bombas socks that they've sent me. They're super comfortable. You'll be washing them over and over again so you can keep getting them back into the rotation. And to really know what I'm talking about, you need to try out a pair for yourself. But Bombas doesn't just stop with your comfort. They also donate one pair of Bombas socks for every pair that you buy, because socks, it turns out, are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. So right now, for a limited time, Bombas is offering our listeners 20% off the first order and free shipping. Go to bombas.com/RHAP for 20% off the most comfortable socks on the planet and a pair for someone in need. Go to bombas.com/RHAP. That's bombas.com/RHAP. All right, let's go ahead and get to our second interview of the show. We're going to talk with Ashley here on the podcast. Ashley, are you there?
Hello.
Ashley, how's it going? This is Rob Sesternino. Congratulations.
Hi.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Good to talk to you. And I know we only have a little bit of time today, but I really appreciate you coming on to talk with us. So you were right.
Of course.
Yeah, you were right there in the mix for the final three. How surprised were you that Godfrey ended up taking Sarah?
With Godfrey, you can't really be surprised in anything he does. Let's be real. He'll tell a bunch of people that he's going to do something. Da, 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 da. So he did tell me, he did promise me he was going to take me, gave me his word, but I knew that he probably had said the same thing to Sarah, so I couldn't really take what he said too seriously. I thought maybe there'd be a chance to take me, but as much as I thought he would take me, I thought he wouldn't. So I wasn't entirely surprised, but a little bit.
Now, going through the machinations of trying to figure out like who had whose vote, do you know how many of the jury votes you would have had up against Godfrey?
If Godfrey had been the one to take me, we have this, I did have five of the votes.
Yeah.
But if I had taken Godfrey, I would have been a lot. It would have been like, I would have had almost all of them except for I think a couple, kind of like how it did turn out. But Godfrey I think would have come a little bit closer to winning if he had taken me, is what I kind of got from this morning from the other house guest.
Okay. Now, you really came on really late in the game. You were more under the radar, you know, from the time that Zach was in the house, but then you really started to pull out a lot of these comp wins down the stretch. Were you downplaying things earlier in the game and then turned it on, or you just happened to have things start clicking as it got towards later in the game?
I definitely wanted to play the first half of my game a little bit under the radar, and I really wanted to work on building a social game, whether it be with the alliance that I built it with or just kind of developing personal relationships with people in the house, and not so much being like a quote-unquote comp beast. I was the youngest player. I was this blonde little girl, so I really wanted to use that to my advantage going in there. I did definitely want to play under the radar. I would have eventually kicked it into high gear, but it was decided for me when that was to happen. My back was against the wall. My alliance was dropping like flies. I knew that if I wanted to stay in this game and make it far in the end, that it's time to turn Beast Mode Ashley on and really, really fight. It didn't matter if I had become a target anymore because I was already target number one for that. So for those last like 3 weeks after that triple eviction, I knew that people were going to come after me.
How much did you consider trying to get towards the end with Zach, or did you feel like that was never really going to work for you?
I knew ultimately at the end I wanted to be with Peely. She was my ride or die, and it was kind of an unspoken thing between Zach and I. I think he knew that I would have chosen Peely over him. It was just a matter of when do I want to cut Zach. He's good to have with me in this game, obviously. He was viewed as a huge target, and that was somebody who would always go before me. If people were to come after me, I think they'd want to get rid of Zach first. Just because he did have a hand in sending so many people home in the social game, but comp-wise, people said he was such a beast, and I don't know. I think the whole stigma that he was like a jacked big guy, he was automatically kind of deemed a threat right from the start, but
okay.
I don't really know how far I actually would have taken him.
And is the showmance going to continue on outside of the house with Zach?
The infamous question. I care for him a lot, and we're just going to kind of go with the flow. I know no matter what, we're going to hang out with each other this summer and just kind of see what things are like without cameras on.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. So going back to the week where you were HOH, and then it looked like it was going to be Brittany that was going to be the one going home, and then she ends up getting that veto from Canada. You know, it seemed like you took it in stride, but...
Yeah.
How upset were you about that? That you really had everything set up the way you wanted? I think that the whole game ends up shifting in a major way if that doesn't happen. How mad were you that that happened?
I was definitely really defeated at that point, I think. I knew that Brittany and Sarah probably wouldn't have wanted to come after me right away. I knew that I wasn't really directly in danger right off the bat. It was obviously worse for my game that it happened that way. But I really couldn't have been that pissed off about it because you have to expect the unexpected. That's Big Brother. And I really couldn't really be bitter about it. Yes, I didn't want Bruno to go. And obviously, I wanted Brittany to go. It was numbers. And she was amazing. But yeah, the twist was like, I feel a little robbed. But whatever, it is what it is. And I just had to go on with it.
Now, you voted for Sarah to win the game last night. Was that close in your mind, or was it once Godfrey decided he was going to take Sarah, he lost your vote? Like, how tough was that decision for you?
Choosing Sarah had nothing to do with Godfrey not taking me. That was an emotional decision that I took emotions out of that decision. It got down to the nitty gritty. You're trying to crown a winner of Big Brother Canada. I didn't want to vote emotionally. I wanted to vote for who I actually thought played the best game. And that was Sarah. She was always on, always talking to people, playing 24/7. It literally exhausted me watching her play. So I don't know how she was so able to be on all the time. And with Godfrey, I just feel like he said he was going to do a bunch of stuff, never really did it. And I knew he was kind of playing a low key game, and it was a very good game, but I just feel like Sarah just pushed that much more harder, and she really just did deserve the title.
There was a scene in one of these episodes during this week where Godfrey is like in the shower, and you're talking with, you know, with Sarah, and I think this is, it might even be when Brittany is still there, and you guys are talking about, wow, Godfrey played such a good game. Were you like turning that on to sort of like say like, hey, let's definitely vote this guy out?
Yeah, I was definitely turning that on a little bit. I also thought that Brittany and Sarah were trying to convince me of Godfrey's game because they wanted me to keep Brittany, and I could kind of see through that a little bit. So I was kind of just feeding into what they were trying to do so it would kind of end as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And of course, I was like, okay, maybe I could actually use this opportunity to play Godfrey's game, and maybe they won't want to take Godfrey if it came down to picking between the two of us. But I feel like they were kind of playing me in that situation as much as I was trying to play them.
Right. Now, I was surprised in that scene with the vault. We saw a little bit of it on Monday night, and then we didn't see how it was revealed. But ultimately, that Jordan was the person who got kicked out of the jury. I was surprised that you ultimately ended up going for that, because I felt like he would have been a vote in your favor because he was part of the diapers. Why did you agree to have Jordan's vote not count?
After Jordan had left, I found out a bunch of things, like whatever the purple cobras were. He was a diaper. He'd work close with Sarah. He would want, like, he maybe would vote for Godfrey because it's not what people would expect for him. And he's kind of quirky and would do weird things. So I thought, especially when it had came down to Kevin and Jordan, that Kevin would probably have my back more so than Jordan. And I didn't want to make it seem like I knew that Kevin would vote for me because I didn't want them to kick Kevin out of the jury. So I kind of played like, yeah, I'm not really sure who Jordan would vote for. And Sarah and Godfrey honestly thought that maybe he would vote for them. So that was good. I thought he might vote for me. Sarah thought the same thing. Godfrey thought the same thing. So we're like, logical decision. He was the first member of the jury. It just kind of, a couple factors like that just played into it and made the decision a little bit more easier. But we still felt horrible, obviously.
Okay. Well, Ashley, I know you got a lot of interviews to do and a lot of press today. So thank you for coming on with me. Congratulations. Youngest female house guest in the game. Three POVs in a row.
Thank you.
So great job and all the best. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you. It was great talking to you.
Great talking to you too. All right, everybody. There you have it. That was Ashley here on the podcast. And now, before we get to our conversation with Jordan, I want to take a moment and play you guys a quick promo for one of the other podcasts you could hear here on Podcast One. If you are a big music fan, you want to check out the new Kellen Quinn podcast here on Podcast One.
What's up, everyone? This is Kellen Quinn from Sleeping with Sirens, and I'm turning things up as I bring you my new podcast, We Like It Loud, every Tuesday on PodcastOne.com. I've got exclusive interviews with the hottest bands on the scene, and I'm also going to be connecting you, the fans, as I answer Twitter questions and give you exclusive access to the music industry like no one else. So download We Like It Loud with me, Kellen Quinn, every Tuesday at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com.
All right. If anybody likes it loud, it's this guy. That's right. All right. So one last interview here today. We're going to speak with our good friend, Jordan Parhar, who was a big RHAP listener who went to the Big Brother house, had some crazy ideas, put himself up on the block, got voted out of the house, got voted out of the jury. And now here he is joining us on the show. Jordan, are you there?
Hello. Is this Boston Rob?
Hey, it's Jordan, smarten up. Don't put yourself on the block. Oh, my God. Jordan.
Rob, it is so good to talk to you. Oh, my goodness.
Jordan, it's so good to talk to you, but I'm afraid I have some bad news. There is a twist, and we polled the audience, who do you want to vote off of this exit interview? And I'm sorry it was you.
Oh no! Again! Oh my goodness! Oh, screwed over again! Is that how this works?
Yes.
Or what happened?
Yes.
Okay.
But seriously, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing. It's been a wild ride. I can't believe what I did. It's crazy. I've been waiting to talk to you for so long, and it's just been awesome. I'm doing well though.
Okay, good. Well, very excited for you. Of course, we were all very thrilled to see that you made it onto the show, and it was looking good for a while. It was looking good for a while.
It was looking good, but you know what? I just felt like I had to suck a little bit. I had to be like the Rob that sucks, and I had to be the Jordan that sucks. That's what I'll be known as.
You
now,
accomplished
and
that.
Now I fit in great with the show.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I think once you and Zach went in the diary room together and said, hey, I think we've got this thing, this is too easy. It was all downhill from there.
All all downhill, Rob. All downhill.
What was it like just being in the eye of that storm of where, you know, you put yourself up on the block and then, you know, obviously you think you're going to be safe and you're going to, this is a smoke screen. And I think you felt bad that you hugged Zach when he won the HOH and you wanted to redeem yourself. And then, you know, here's this like tsunami that's coming and you don't really see it. And then Godfrey gives that speech in front of everybody. What was going through your mind at that point?
What was going through my mind? Oh shit. That's what was going through my mind. I was just like, oh my, like, I had words can't describe. I was like pooping my pants. I was thinking, oh my goodness. Like every single thing that possibly could have gone wrong this week has been going wrong. And it's crazy because Zach and I were saying before, wow, it's really weird. Everything is going right for us all the time. This is awesome. I love this. And then all of a sudden, just one week, and bam, it just all my good fortune just came and turned itself around on me. And, you know, Cindy comes back in the game. She's like, gets all this information from Sequester House that I don't know about. And then she uses it against me, and then she flips on me. And, Godfrey has this massive, great speech. And, yeah, it was awful, Rob. It was terrible. And I realized then, I don't think this is going so well, but I'm going to play cool. I don't want to be too desperate. Mm-hmm. I remember Spencer Clawson was once on RHAP doing his exit interview, and his guide for being a pawn was don't talk game with anybody, remain likable, and therefore people aren't going to be too worried about you. They're not going to feel like you're being annoying and campaigning too much. So I didn't want to campaign too much. And, it kind of blew up on my face, and that's why I got voted out. But you know what? It was really memorable, and it was a lot of fun, and I'm glad to be a part of such a huge moment.
And go back to the Cindy thing. When she comes back into the house, you know, because then we talked to her right after, and, you know, we said, like, but maybe wouldn't it have been a better idea to stick it out with Jordan? I know she wanted to come back into the house and make a big move, but I almost felt like she was acting on old information, which was what she got in the Sequester House of got to break up the chop shop. And Zach is in the chop shop and he's running this. And would you have turned on Cindy that quickly? Wouldn't she have been better off to stick with the showmances for a little bit?
Oh, absolutely, Rob. And that's why I was so shocked, was because, like, who in their right mind would do that? Why would you, you're back in the game. Why would you want to stick out like a sore thumb and make yourself this huge target? And that's exactly what she did. In my opinion, it was a terrible move. I mean, yes, it was great television, and yes, it was a huge move, but if you want to win the game at Big Brother, you want to get to the end of the game, you don't want to make too many waves. And that's kind of what I was trying to do myself. And obviously, it didn't really work out for me, but yeah, that's why I was just so caught off guard, because I was planning on working with Cindy. I wanted to keep her around because, hey, I thought she was with me. And what showmance ever really in Big Brother history has turned on itself? That never really happened. So I thought, yeah, I don't really get the move now. I mean, she wanted to make a big move, and she still stands behind it. But personally, I think that really hurt her game, and she probably could have got a lot further if she would have just stuck it out.
And is there no love connection there anymore at all? Was that sort of the deal breaker for you?
Oh, 100% that was the deal. But there was never, I mean, Cindy and I, yeah, like we all were like friends in the house, but it was never nothing too intimate. I mean, it was just
so
a lot of the stuff.
Look past
I think,
that, Jordan. Because beggars can't be choosers, right?
That is true. Yeah, no, you know what? I do forgive her for it. She is gorgeous, but you know what? We're two completely different people. It's not going to work. So, you know, I wish her all the best. I don't have any hard feelings towards her. She did what she thought she had to do. But yes, JP with an S is no more, and will never be.
Now for you, I was trying to, figure out were you, I know you were excited to go into jury, but then you ended up, I mean, you got voted out like 6 weeks ago and then you've been in this jury house. Probably, were you in the jury house longer than you were in the regular house? It was close,
I was
right?
It was the exact same. Yeah, it was the exact same. It was 35 days in the regular house and 35 days in jury. It's like, I'm in 12th place. What the hell am I doing in jury house?
Well,
I'm sitting on my ass. Like eating food all day, doing nothing, putting on 15 pounds. I mean, like, why am I here? I mean, I should be at home right now, but
hey, you know, I went with it and I thought, hey, well, at least I'll get a vote at the end of the day and make a difference in terms of the winner of this game. But then I get voted out of the jury.
So yeah, the only person ever. You got blindsided from the jury. And so you got voted out of the jury. And then were you like, well, what the hell was I here for 35 days for? Yeah. Would you have rather been home the whole time?
Part of me wishes, yeah, I wish I could have been home because then I could have experienced this whole thing. And to be honest, I don't think 12th place really deserves to be on the jury because I was so far removed from the game and the information, I mean, my perception of what was happening was completely different from what was actually going on towards the end of things. You know what? I also really, as a huge fan of the show, I wanted to be there for the whole, everything from the beginning to the end and just being away from society with these guys. I mean, some really good relationships. Kevin and I being in Jury House, I mean, we built such a strong bond. I mean, he's going to be one of my best friends for a long time. And I had a really, really good time with him. So I'm glad I got to experience the Jury House because of that. So, you know what? Yeah, it would have been nice to go home, but, you know, I got no complaints either.
Okay. If it was Ashley and Godfrey, who would you have voted for?
If it was Ashley and Godfrey, I mean, if Ashley would have taken herself based on the competitions that she had won, I probably would have leaned Ashley based on the information that I had because last time I was in the game, Godfrey really wasn't doing anything. Yes, he flipped the house on me, but from what I heard, he'd just gone back to sleep. So I was like, okay, well, I think Ashley deserved it. But you know what? Godfrey took himself to the end. So that got me thinking I probably was leaning Godfrey, but in the end, wouldn't have really mattered. I think he played an excellent game, though, and I can't wait to watch his diary rooms and see everything that he did. So okay. I'm very excited to see what went on.
Real quick, we only have a little bit of time left. Did anybody tell you about the Survivor Second Chance vote?
Rob, I'm so excited. Steven Fishback is going on Survivor. Oh, my. Spencer, this is going to be such a good Vetus. Like, oh, yes, but how did Shane Powers not get on the show? What happened?
We got a lot of catching up to do. We've got a lot of catching up.
Was he not sucking enough kneecaps? Like, I don't get it.
I don't know. There's about 300 podcasts for you to listen to.
I'm very excited.
Nobody has
more catching
up than
you. Home.
You drive across the country a couple times, you'll knock it all. All right.
For sure.
Look, looking forward to talking to you soon and, you know, hit me up when you get back home.
I absolutely will. Rob, I love you so much.
All right.
RHAD, Rob, as a planet, I love you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. Those are our Big Brother Canada interviews for today. Again, hoping that we are going to be able to touch base with Sarah sometime here in the next couple of days or worst case scenario in the next couple of weeks before we get to Big Brother US coming up at the end of this month. Looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say here in the comments. Of course, if you didn't see our recap from Wednesday night, you can see that on robiswebsite.com. If you want to check out the live feeds or how live feed bingo works, you can go to robiswebsite.com/bingo or click on one of the banners on robiswebsite.com. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.